huge because when people don't have the proper guidance they need,
sometimes you make decisions that you live to regret.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
In Manchester, England, the Yom Kippur attack that killed two people and wounded three at a synagogue has this man stunned and saddened.
Things are escalating and It's scary.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. After this morning's car and stabbing rampage at a Manchester synagogue, Scotland Yard confirming
Kent Terrorism Policing has declared this as a terrorist incident.
Police are being praised for their speedy response. 3 minutes after the first emergency call, specialist armed officers were being scrambled. 7 minutes after, they shot the suspect dead.
Police say they've arrested three more suspects. A new study says you've got a better chance at avoiding premature death by combining plant-rich foods with moderate amounts of meat and dairy. Harvard professor Professor Walter Willett.
We've come to about 27% of premature deaths in adults could be avoided, which is about 15 million deaths per year. Major health benefits.
The study is published in The Lancet days after the superintendent of Des Moines schools was arrested by immigration officers. Ian Roberts now faces federal weapons charges. CBS's Lena Zak.
According to court documents, agents recovered a loaded handgun from his school-issued vehicle and found three more weapons in his home. This follows revelations that Roberts appears to have falsified his academic credentials and that a restraining order was issued against him in 2023. The Des Moines School Board now says it, too, was deceived.
Was a miscommunication or a misunderstood command responsible for last night's slow-speed collision between two commuter jets at New York's LaGuardia Airport? CBS's Chris Van Cleave says NTSB investigators have been listening to playbacks from the plane's cockpit voice recorders.
We do know that one of the flights, the flight that struck the other, had been told by air traffic controllers essentially to yield to the other airplane.
The crash caused one minor injury. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. Default terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. We'll test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Days after the attack in a Mormon church in Michigan, we're learning that another possible church attack has been averted in Parker, Colorado.
Lead pastor John Snyder at Crossroads Community Church had asked 27-year-old Patrick Sparks to leave the congregation 6 months ago.
He just was a very angry person and for some reason focused that anger on me and this institution, this church.
Police say Sparks sent emails saying, "You will die this week on stage and maybe today the bomb goes off." Snyder told the congregation about the threats and how police arrested Sparks on weapons and harassment charges.
They have done an amazing job. Bless them.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The State Department says it will increase staffing at certain U.S. embassies and consulates to accommodate an expected major jump in visa applications from soccer fans who want to attend the World Cup in the U.S. next year. Where they'll beef up the numbers has yet to be determined, as are the teams. Peter King, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The warm weather continues. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot Friday, high mid-80s. Breezy Saturday, high again mid-80s. Low 80s Sunday, cooler next week. Currently at 64 degrees.
Driving me mad is going away. Park, Terracine's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
Door, and out, step Johnny B. Good, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da,
news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address has Wabanon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a...
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Started
white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
For the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter. Troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Such an easy thing to do.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeons gonna run to him.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. As the government shutdown approaches its third day, Republicans and Democrats are blaming each other for not ending it. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
My Democrat colleagues have little to work with in this debate, with their own previous statements working against them. And so they've tried to portray the clean, nonpartisan funding bill before us as something other than what it is.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
House Democrats are simply making the case that we need to cancel the cuts, lower the costs, and save health care.
CBS News White House correspondent Willie James Inman says President Trump could use the stalemate to further his own agenda.
The president has noted that essentially Democrats have given him a gift in terms of being able to go after and cut government spending, wasteful spending, things that the administration believes aren't in line with the White House's thinking. That's what the president's message is here. Democrats essentially say that as a threat, that you're using federal workers as a chess piece in this political game.
In Manchester, England, police say the man who attacked a synagogue on Yom Kippur is a UK citizen of Syrian descent. Police say they killed him after he killed two people and injured three. This man, among many there, stunned.
Well, it's not good, is it? It's like Christians having this kind of thing on Christmas Day or Easter. It's just an attack aimed specifically at that kind of person.
Police say they've arrested three more suspects in what they call a terrorist act. Well, President Trump has declared that the U.S. is in an armed conflict with drug cartels, with the Navy targeting Venezuelan ships it says are carrying drugs to the U.S. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more on the legality.